I got to hear Nick Saban talk about leadership last week, and I want to tell you what he said coming up next on Inovo Radio.
Welcome to Inovo Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
I was born and raised in Alabama, so I'm an Alabama homer, especially when it comes to football. And last week, I had an opportunity to hear Nick Saban talk about leadership at a conference called LeaderCast that had Steve Wozniak and Nick Saban and Cat Cole, who's the CEO of the company who owns Cinnabon and some other companies. Andy Stanley was there, Dr. Henry Cloud, and a couple of others. And so I want to just touch on what Nick Saban said about leadership. You know, Nick Saban is the head coach at the University of Alabama, the football coach at Alabama, and he has a sustained level of success over the past 10 years, and it's pretty amazing what he's done just as a football coach. But from a leadership standpoint, he's done some pretty pretty amazing things as well. So let's kind of talk about that in the context of leadership and what leadership is, and look at his definition of leadership and kind of talk about it, because it's something I've been batting around for a long time about trying to come up with a better definition of leadership. And so he kind of said some things that really helped clarify that and bring some things around in my head. So I want to talk about that for just a minute. Saban said that leadership, in his mind, is helping another person for their benefit. And so for him, leadership is intensely relational. People don't necessarily think that about him. They think he may be aloof and very cold and very harsh, but Saban is highly relational. There are things that he does, and he talked about them during the talk. There are things that he does that that are highly relational and very intentional, and that is how he is able to motivate players to love them and care for them and to get the most out of them. And so for Nick Saban, leadership is doing what's helping another person for their benefit. And I was thinking about this in the context of some other thoughts I've been having about marriage and about leadership. And, you know, I've been thinking about marriage in this way, that marriage is the process of, or the relationship, being in a relationship where you are helping the other become the best that they can be. And so I thought about that in terms of leadership as well, that leadership is being in a relationship, being in a context where you are helping the other become the best that they can be. And that frames leadership in a different way. Leadership is not the charismatic guy standing up before everyone saying, this is where we're going and this is how we're going to get there, and being kind of the director, or being kind of not dictatorial, but setting the full agenda and saying, come on, this is where we're going, you follow me. It's leadership is being in a relationship where you are more of a coach and a mentor than a charismatic leader. And, you know, we have trouble with that because most of the people in our culture, Susan Cain would say in her book on being an introvert, that probably 60% of the people in the world are introverts. And so that charisma is not something that most people have. And so to be to look and try to find a charismatic leader, you know, they are less than we would like to think they are. We exalt that kind of leader, but most people from a leadership standpoint are going to be are not going to be charismatic. They're going to be more quiet or more subdued. So if we think of leadership in this way, we're not being a leader is not about being to talk with Nancy Duarte's language, we're not Luke Skywalker, we're Yoda. And Yoda sat back and he was a coach and he was a mentor and he led people through the investment of himself, his experiences, his life, and the investment of himself in another person or in the Jedi Council or the Force, the light side of the Force, the good side of the Force. He wasn't this charismatic leader. There was nothing overly outgoing or positive energy or anything like that from him. It was wisdom and influence and helping the other, helping his Padawan, helping the Jedi Council become the best that they could be. And in doing that, you help the organization to become the best it can be. And that goes in leadership in marriage, is helping your spouse become the best that they can be in relationship with you, growing and developing so that you're becoming the best you can be. And when both spouses live that way, then you have a great marriage. When one doesn't or both doesn't, when they're in it for themselves or they're in it for their own self-interest, then marriage is difficult and hard and oftentimes doesn't last. But leadership is more about us coming alongside and helping. Yeah, we're kind of cast a vision. Yeah, we're going to talk about how we're going to get there. Those things are important, especially from an organizational side of leadership. But you come alongside people and help them grow and develop and become the best that they can be. And in becoming the best that they can be, you help the organization become the best it can be. It is as much a bottom-up approach as it is a top-down approach. Kat Cole said in her presentation that people at the point of transaction know what to do long before the leader knows what to do. And it's important to stay close to the transaction. And that's true. That's important to stay close to the people who are doing the work, who are checking out the customers, who are putting stuff in the boxes, who are shipping the things that your company has purchased, who are meeting face-to-face with your clients, the salespeople. It's those people who know what to do long before the leader knows what to do to fix a situation, to lead. A leader may have a vision. A leader may be able to communicate that vision and to walk with people through that and in communication with that, but they have to walk with them. If they don't lead them, if they don't walk with them, if they don't help them see what their benefit is, then people don't necessarily want to follow. Nick Saban told a story of a young man, freshman football player, an African-American football player at Alabama who was walking down Fraternity Row or past one of the fraternities at the University of Alabama, and he heard some or was called some names that didn't suit him, let's just say. And so he tried to make things right. Well, the police were called, and the campus police were called, and so they called Coach Saban and shared with him what was going on. And he called that player into his office, and he said he tried to talk to him about what's best for the team. That, you know, this you're a great player. You're going to be a good player if you work hard and do those things. And so from a team standpoint, we need you. We need you to work hard. We need you to, but we need you to stay away from engaging in activities like fighting or anything like that, that you have to think about the team. And the player said, "Coach, where I'm from, when we're called names like that, we do something about it, and we make it right." And Coach Saban said, he looked at that player and said, "That's exactly right, and I understand that, and I get where you're coming from." But then he said, "Son, you have a chance to be a first-round draft pick. And first going rate for a first-round draft pick right now is about $30 million. And if people other than, if you get in a fight again, if your name is in the papers for negative things, there's a good chance you'll become a third-round draft pick. The going rate for a third-round draft pick is about $3 million. So if you do something like that again, if you get in trouble again, you're putting $27 million on the line. Is that really what you want to do?" And Saban talks about how when we're leaders, we have to make it about the individual we're trying to lead, because we have to show the benefit to them of what we're doing and where we're going. We have to make it about the organization, but we also have to make it about the individual. And that's where relationship comes in, and that's where we have to walk alongside people. And if you're in a small business, it's easy to do with all of your employees. If you're in a medium-sized business, that's easy to do with the people who report to you and maybe a level or two under. If you're in a large corporation, that's much more difficult. But you can make the time to go to those places, to go to your factories, to go to your plants, to go to where your people are and sit and spend time with them and learn from them. The people who are closest to the transaction know what's going on long before the leader does. And we need to do that. We need to spend time and be in relationship with those people and a diverse group of those people. And if we do that, then we have their trust. And if we go back and do what we say we were going to do, we have their trust. And that credibility is incredibly important in terms of leadership. We have to communicate the vision. We have to inspire people to something. We have to make it appropriate and make it important to the individual. And we have to walk alongside them, and we have to walk with them, not in control of them. And when we do that, they'll follow. They'll follow if we walk with them. And they'll go to battle with us if we walk with them and we listen to them. And we show them how it is important, not just for the organization as a whole, but for them as an individual. And so I really like what Saban had to say, that leadership is about working with the other to help them, to help the other for their benefit. Because leadership is about the other. It's not about us. It's about the other. Whether it's the other person or the other or the organization. So take that. Think about it. Let me know what you think. Share it in the comments section on iTunes or on the website or wherever you happen to catch this link or to catch this episode. Thanks. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to another Innova Radio soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.